This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
You know when you go into a store or restaurant and you see the little beckoning cat statue on the counter or by the cash register? Have you ever wondered how they came to be and what they represent? Well, joining us to tell us about it and help explore a bit of Japanese culture is Dr. Tetsu Kimura, a multi-award-winning scholar and expert on Japanese fashion and culture. Tetsu, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hello.
Now, before we talk about it, the little sculpture that's relative, it's not that old, is it, in terms of being involved in Japanese culture? How far back does it go?
Sure. Well, Japanese culture is, let's say, at least, maybe 1600 years old. Kyoto has been capital for the last 1200 years until about 400 years ago, when the capital was moved to Tokyo. It was once called Edo back then. And the history of Maneki Neko, or the beaconed cat, is about that old.
So it was part of, it was in Kyoto when it was the capital?
No, part of Tokyo.
Of Tokyo. What does the cat represent?
Well, cat represent welcoming you, and there are, few different stories how it was originated, and we can't really identify which one is the original story or the true story. But according to one story, there was a lord samurai walking by near a temple in suburban Tokyo, and he was welcomed by a cat. And as he walked into the temple, there was a strong thunderstorm, and he didn't get hit by lightning or by heavy rain.
Oh, so the cat saved him.
Yes, that was what he was, yes. And he actually became a very good patron of that temple.
Ah, now you've spoken about the concept of cool Japan. I mean, I love Japan. It's my favourite country that I go to every year. What is cool Japan?
Well, cool Japan is Japan's latest policy. So Japan at some stage, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, realised that it cannot be economic superpower. So nowadays, Japan is trying to promote and export its culture rather than manufacturing products such as cars and the fridge. And tourists are, of course, welcome to go to Japan and consume Japanese culture.
I mean, Japanese is pretty cool, though, isn't it? So they must be succeeding.
Well, sure. I actually heard that there are quite a lot of tourists back in Tokyo and Kyoto.
It's interesting because when I was there this year, it was packed. You'd think that half of Australia was over there.
Yeah, sure enough. And the quantity is flying more and more flights these days, I think.
Now, you're an expert on Japanese culture and fashion. Where are fashion trends heading in Japan right now?
Oh, well, that's actually a difficult question. I actually didn't prepare for that.
Oh,
question.
That's all right. You don't.
to be honest, but I think as in the rest of the world, loose clothing are quite popular and not like tight clothing, like tight jeans. That's global, not only in Japan.
Ted, here's a question that I'm sure you'll be able to answer. If someone wants to go to Japan, what are your top picks in terms of things that you might want to see that may not necessarily be the top big tourist spots?
Well, that's probably a difficult question to answer because everywhere you go, you probably see tons of tourists in Japan these days. Right?
But, that's true.
I recently wrote a short paper on Maneki Neko, the beaconing cat, and I'm not sure if the beaconing cat is the number one tourist attraction. And there's a little temple called Gotokuji where the samurais were walked in to that temple from the from the heavy rain. And that temple is not necessarily central Tokyo, like suburban Tokyo. But if you'd like to see like the ordinary Japanese lives, you might want to go to like, you know, catch a train for half an hour, leave the center of Tokyo, and you might want to go to like these local temples, perhaps.
Ted, should we be getting a little Maneki Neko cat to bring us good luck?
Yes, well, you know, they are often made of ceramic, so, you know, you probably have to like take care of it. You have to have like, you know, a few clothes to wrap the Maneki Neko, but yeah, sure, why not?
And are they normally ceramic, are they?
Yes, that's sort of understandable. These days, they could be made of like plastic or like some other product. And if my memory is correct, there is a temple in Okayama Prefecture, and you can actually paint or make your own Maneki Neko.
Oh, wow. That's fabulous. Is there a certain way it needs to be displayed, or does it need to be put in a certain position in terms so that it does bring us the good luck?
Well, not to the best of my knowledge. It's a relatively new culture. It's not necessarily like connected to the traditional Japanese culture, even though the cat is a few hundred years old. So it probably has to face towards the in front of the shop. So don't show the backside of the cat because the cat is welcoming like customers to the shop. And, you know, like welcoming the happiness coming into your house and your family, you know.
Fantastic. So, yeah. Ted, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Joy Drive. I'm going to get one of these little cats.
Well, thank you very much. To be honest, I'm a dog person, but I happen to write stuff.
I was going to say, so you're a dog person, even though you're talking about the cat. All right.
I am. Well, next time, you know, like, I'll be happy to talk about Japanese dogs. How about
that? We'll get you on to talk about the dogs just to balance it up, because we've been running this snap poll and it looks like most of the Joy Drive family are dog people. So I'll add you to the tally.
Okay, sure. I'll be talking about Akita dog next time.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks, Tets. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Tets Kimura, adjunct lecturer in creative arts from Flinders University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.